headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Eliza and Anthony with your 9 a.m. headlines. In local news, please be advised the next story contains mentions of sexual violence and listener discretion is advised. New details of allegations against Bruce Lerman were heard by the court yesterday. In yesterday's hearing, Magistrate Mark Howden found there was sufficient evidence to put him on trial in a higher court. The Crown Prosecutor said the case includes two counts of rape. Mr. Lerman only appeared in the court remotely on the phone and refused to enter a plea in yesterday's hearing, saying, "Not at this time, thank you, Your Honour," when asked.
In another local story, Queensland's IVF industry is caught in the scandal of malpractice after an audit found a significant amount of samples might be misidentified. The report found some incidents such as incorrect labelling of frozen semen and unclear labelling of straws were not reported. 42% of sperm donations, egg samples and embryos have identification and traceability issues. The OHO has ordered fertility clinics in Queensland to destroy thousands of frozen sperm donations that do not meet the current identification standards.
In national news, the Australian Marine Conservation Society says recent environmental protection legislation must be improved in the upcoming Senate inquiry. The legislation proposes to establish a national environmental protection institution. However, AMCS says the legislation will not afford the body enough independence to be effective in protecting Australia's ecosystems. AMCS campaign manager Alexia Welby-Love says for the proposed institution to be effective, independent and accountable, it must report to an independent board or parliamentary committee rather than the minister.
In other national news, the median rental price in Australia has increased by 10.3% in the past 12 months. While Sydney is the most expensive city to rent, Queensland has the most growth in advertised rent and the most expensive regional market, with the median rent being $620 per week. Economist Anne Flaherty said the demand for inner city areas has increased because of overseas migration. People want to live closer to a CBD, their workplace or universities.
And in international news, the Labour Party is winning the UK general election as Sir Keir Starmer will become Prime Minister with 410 seats, according to the exit poll. It will be a huge blow for the Conservatives, who are predicted to see the lowest number of MPs after 14 years in government. The Tories are also likely to suffer the worst defeat, but will have to wait until the early hours to see if the poll is accurate.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or our Twitter, or head to our website forzz.org.au/news.
Triple Z, Triple Z.